With WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. If Palisades nuclear power plant shuts down next year, what'll happen to the nuclear waste? That's the question that's been plaguing concerned residents near the plant in Covert. As WMUK's Rebecca Thiel reports, the short answer is nowhere. She tells us why the nuclear waste isn't likely to leave Southwest Michigan anytime soon.
Jody Flynn has spent her summers at a cottage in Covert for the past 30 years. It's in Palisades Park, about a five-minute drive from the nuclear power plant. That's about as close as anyone lives to Palisades. Flynn says leaving nuclear waste near Lake Michigan seems risky.
The fact that the soil, I mean, it's on a sandy soil, is a really scary thing. I mean, I've watched cottages go into the lake. I mean, it is clearly the dune is a moving, living thing. And the fact that they're storing nuclear waste basically on dunes seems slightly irresponsible to me.
But that's likely where it will stay, because there's no federal site to store the waste from Palisades or any other nuclear plant for that matter. Not since the Yucca Mountain project was put on hold. Yucca Mountain, about 100 miles south of Las Vegas, was supposed to be the answer to the nuclear industry's problems. It doesn't get a lot of rain, so it would take longer for the facility to break down and for the waste to leak out. But the state of Nevada didn't want it. And in 2010, President Obama's administration scrapped the project.
I have consistently said that I'm opposed to Yucca Mountain. That will not change.
Michigan Congressman Fred Upton is one of the legislators trying to revive Yucca Mountain. He says, we've put off dealing with the problem of high-level radioactive waste for too long. There are about 100 nuclear reactors operating in the U.S. today. And when they shut down, Upton says that waste will have to go somewhere.
Let's face it, nobody really wants it, but it's better to have one safe place than 100 different scattered places around the country.
But would Yucca Mountain be the safest place? Victor Galinsky thinks not. He served on the very first Nuclear Regulatory Commission in the 1970s and was a consult on the state of Nevada's case against Yucca Mountain. Galinsky says the site wasn't as waterproof as the Department of Energy thought.
It's out in the desert, which makes you think, you know, it's real dry. But they underestimated the amount of water in the mountain by something like a factor of 10.
That means it will take a lot less time for the radioactive waste to reach the environment. So, the DOE created a kind of titanium leak guard for each package of waste to be put in after Yucca Mountain is full. Galinsky says that could be 100 years after it opens. By that time, he says the government would have to dig through the rubble to get to the waste and fit them with the leak guards.
By robots that have not been designed. I mean, the whole thing is just, you know, it's kind of like believing in a tooth fairy.
And Galinsky says that's if the project hasn't been forgotten completely. With leak guards included, the NRC staff gave Yucca Mountain a positive safety review in 2015. But as of now, the agency itself hasn't endorsed the site. In the meantime, the Department of Energy has toyed with the idea of creating temporary storage sites, somewhere for the nuclear waste to go while the DOE searches for something more permanent. Kevin Camps of Beyond Nuclear worries that these dumps won't be temporary at all.
And the current top target in the country is Andrews County in Texas, which is 40% Latin American, a high percentage of low-income residents. So it's a real environmental justice issue. And it could just get stuck there on the surface, and this material can't stay on the surface forever if it ever gets out into the environment. And, you know, erosion, weatherization would do that over time. Then it would be a radiological disaster.
And moving nuclear waste across the country to these dumps could be risky, too. Which is why Camp says he's not in favor of places like Yucca Mountain either. Frank Rusco is the director of the Natural Resources and Energy Group for the Government Accountability Office, which audits other federal agencies. He wrote a report on these interim nuclear waste sites about 4 years ago. Rusco says any temporary site would still have to store fuel for decades.
Whether or not we continue or restart the Yucca Mountain project and finish that, or we find a new permanent repository somewhere, it's going to take many, many years before that repository can start accepting fuel.
And that's if the U.S. can even afford to build one. Since the 1980s, the Department of Energy has been charging electric customers a small fee to pay for nuclear storage. As of 2014, there was about $40 billion in the Nuclear Waste Fund. But when the Yucca Mountain project got scrapped, Rusko says, so did the fee to pay for it.
The fund now no longer is collecting money, and so there is a concern that there won't be enough money to actually build a permanent repository and or an interim repository.
And that's why, until the government can figure out what to do with nuclear waste, the spent fuel at Palisades is likely staying right where it is. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.